This is CliffCentral.com.
We are still at sea. We're currently sailing through the Mediterranean. It's still like a mill pond, and we've met some terrific people over the last 2 days. And then I discovered that the crew officer is a guy from Pretoria, my hometown. So I thought, well, we've got to meet him, find out what the world behind the scenes really is like. And I'm very, very happy to see you and to talk to you. Leroy Lotran.
Right. Yes, that's correct, yes.
How do they say your surname here?
Lottering.
It's a pleasure to meet you. This is a hell of a place to work, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when I started 7 years ago, of course, I came for one contract. And I started as a dining room waiter. And then after that, I started to stay because Crystal really, they took care of me and opportunities I got. And I moved around quite a bit. And I moved to the crew office department, which is taking care of the crew and the human resources in 2015. So it's been quite a journey.
There are probably lots of really exciting and quite difficult things that happen along the way, because it's not easy. I mean, a lot of people will look at a life at sea and think, well, this is very exciting, it's very glamorous, you get to go to all these interesting places. But we went into the galley with Gunther today, and I saw people working, and they work 24/7, and it's not all, you know, fun and sitting on the deck and getting off hours. That hardly ever happens, right?
That's correct. Most of the time, of course, we are here to work. We work 7 days a week, but the positive is, compared to other companies out there, we have the places we go and visit. I mean, the ports, the people, like for a year, we're like a family. And most of the crew members that have been with us, they've been here 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So when we're actually doing a service awards where we actually acknowledge that achievement, and we've got some people 25 years with the company, like Leo from the Maitre D' in the dining room, 25 years with the company, and that's great. Other companies, you don't hear about them staying that long. And I mean, it's amazing, and that's why it's so special. And even for the guests as well, I mean, that's when they come back. So yeah,
it is incredible to see all the different nationalities and the different languages that are spoken on board, and there just seem to be such a mix of people. Is that, do you think that's a unique advantage? I mean, that you must meet people from all over the world every single day.
That is great. At the moment we've got approximately 50 different nationalities on board. And it's amazing for us that we can all speak English, we can all communicate. But 50 nationalities, that's pretty incredible. And what is nice about you actually meet the local people and you can see what it's like. Because normally before you get to a country, you always, you know, you have your mind set up of how it's supposed to be. And you speak to people and they're just the same as us. It doesn't matter where you're from. And that is a special thing. We all come together, we work together as a team, and we get along and support each other, which is great.
And the South Africans, there are a couple of South Africans on the crew here, right?
That is correct. At the moment, yeah, we've got quite a few that's been with us for quite some time as well. Very friendly for us. I mean, it's really, this is the big opportunity for us coming from South Africa, a nice experience. Yeah. And just to see the world, like most of us just come here for like one contract, and then we find out, you know, it's a quite amazing place. And once you get through that initial phase of getting your routine, getting a balance, because I mean, for the crew, we've got lots of things. I arrange crew parties, activities, do some trainings with them. Also do a little bit of discipline as well, but majority of the time, crew are pretty well behaved. But as a crew party is on deck four, that's where the things are happening. In the evening, once everybody's sleeping, that's where we make it happen, right?
Well, I saw the little rope that goes down from the fifth floor. It says staff only, and I wondered what happens down there. So after that, spill the beans. Come on.
Yeah, pretty much that's where we have our officer bar and our crew bar, and that's where all the parties are happening and events, and that's where we have our mess, our eating place, and that's pretty much an off limits to the guests, because we would like to, of course, make sure it's separate, because during the day crew members are working very hard and they want to relax in the evening, and that's where we give them their space. And that is the nice thing to have a separate place. I'm not sure if you've been to deck 7 forward. We've got also our own little pool there.
I saw it from the top, yeah.
And it's amazing. You can see a lot of jealousy from the guests when we're going through Panama Canal, and we are right up there against the locks, and you know, you can always see them looking at us, you know, wanting to be there. So that's always funny, but it's part of the thing, and that's special for us. And
where do you find the South Africans fit in best when you're handing out duties to them? What are the South Africans good at?
Pretty much all around the board. I mean, they just, generally, when it comes to hospitality, being friendly. Because actually, I started with a gentleman that works in the dining room. He's now on vacation, Jock. We started in 2011 together, and he became head waiter in the dining room. But when generally, bar, I'm an IT officer, we used to have all of the departments and mainly guest services. And it's really, so always outgoing, always friendly, always helpful.
You don't have to hide them in the basement.
Not anymore, no. No, it's nice to have fellow co-workers from your own country. We always try to, when it comes to cabin arrangements, we always try to put them together with the same nationality, same department. You know, we always try to comment because we know if you're happy in your crew areas, it's going to show in the guest services. So that makes a big difference.
So how do the crew live? I mean, are they sharing how many people to a room? What kind of accommodation do they have? What sort of off and on time do they have? What's the idea here? Because I can imagine there would be a lot of people who'd listen to this and go, I could easily get involved in that. It sounds like fun.
The thing is, people just need to realize, you know, before joining the ship, it's a different idea of joining, coming aboard the ship. You know, of course, we do have to share. Our biggest cabins here is 3-berth cabins, but people always go like, 3-berth. But I get most of my requests for the 3-berth cabin because they are the biggest, and the people are sharing there. It's got so much space. Then, of course, we've got 2-berth cabins. We've got 2-berth cabins with a portal. Then we've got single cabins, big, small cabins, depending on positions. But majority of the hours that we work, pretty much the same, 10 hours maximum a day we're working. We have off times, depending on your schedule, in the afternoon, in the evening. On overnights tonight, you're going to see lots of crew going ashore. That's there for us. There's plenty of time to go ashore. It's not that we're always trying to keep you on board. And it's really, for me, it's amazing.
Are there any downsides to this? I mean, it so far sounds pretty good. It's exciting. You get to meet lots of people. You get to travel the world. You have incredible experiences. It doesn't sound like there's a downside. Are there any? Do you miss home? Do you feel that sometimes, you know, there's too much to do? What kinds of things do you as the crew officer, what do you hear from the crew?
Yeah, the biggest issue is, or not really issue, it's a concern, is that people feel homesick. And that's common, especially if you're coming from brand new, you've never worked outside of anything, you've never worked in a real job, or like been ashore in a restaurant, etc. And you come aboard, and it's quite a big experience. It's close quarters. You're sharing with somebody that you may or may not get along with at first. So that is where I come in, and if you have any issues, any concerns, anything, you come speak to me, and I can always change cabins and make arrangements. But that is the biggest issue, it's just finding your balance, because everybody on board the ship, you know, it's different. We all adapt to this, and this environment is very stressful to some people actually, they like that excitement, you know, being busy all the time, working and having fun at the same time. I mean, if you go on Facebook, most of us, we post some photos of us going ashore, people always think like, hey, it's a vacation. But that might mean it's only an hour's time that we have to do everything. But over the years, you become more experienced, you learn how to do things quicker, and but I would say that's the main thing. People feel homesick, and they're missing their friends, family, and that is where, when you have people from the same country, my first step is to put you together in the same cabin. Same thing, you can speak the same language, you can get the same routine, you can actually have like all of the people on board the ship, the first joiners, they get assigned a buddy for the first week or 2 weeks, and that person is like the guidance to them. All the questions, they're actually with them all the time to show them on the first day where to go, where to uniform, what to do. So it's not that we just put you on the ship and leave you there, and there's guidance throughout the time. And of course, the first 2 weeks, a lot of trainings are happening. Safety trainings aboard the ship is the biggest thing. And that's just, if you have a bit of a younger crew member coming to the safety part, you know, it's a little bit different to understand the rules and regulations. And there can be a lot of rules and regulations, so some people don't really fit that well. But that's where we have, you know, all of our things in place to handle it. And it's very slim that somebody would leave the ship. I mean, most of the time we try to keep them, because for us it's in our benefit to keep them as long as possible. So.
Well, you were saying that there are people who've been on the ship for 25 years. I imagine that, you know, some people meet their husband or wife on the ship, and, you know, that could be a really interesting place to, you know, have a relationship. But is it difficult? Because I would imagine it might get in the way.
Actually, on board a ship, I mean, from my side, I met my girlfriend 7 years ago. I mean, she's from Brazil, and I was in the dining room, and she was a stateroom attendant, and I've been, like, 7 years together, and she's also been to different positions, and work and personal life are kept separate. That's what we do, and we're so used to doing our work. At the end of the day, you do what you're supposed to be doing, and then in your off time, you have fun together, so that's great. For families, we have a lot of crew members on board that have family back home, kids, and they're managing it. We even have husband and wife on board with the kids back home. Mm-hmm. So the different situations, and they somehow manage it. And we've got lots of them that, you know, really friends. We've got full families on board, brothers, sisters. We've got pretty much whole. I mean, some nationalities, they, like Filipinos, they have the biggest nationality on board a ship, and that's across the board in all cruise ships. But friendly people, you know, if you can say it like to them, I want this drink now, they'll remember it 5 years from now. You come in, it's amazing. You're like, oh my goodness, this is pretty scary, but they're really amazing to work with. And other crew as well, you know, wherever you go, that's the main thing.
I imagine you've met loads of really interesting passengers, and some of these people must have incredible stories to tell. I mean, highlights that you can think of just the, you know, top of your head.
We met this one famous actor, which, I mean, from Bruce McGill, you know, from the movies, which is a famous actor, Jet Li. We got a few others that came aboard. We have normally ambassadors from the US coming aboard. Tony Leon, he likes to come aboard.
Sorry about that. Everybody else, for your health and sanity, that's a politician. We don't like them anywhere, especially not on ships where we can't get away from them, and they harangue us to death with their political ideologies.
So yeah, that's and we also have, you know, there's a very famous South African family, the Fenters,
yes,
from the Fenter Trailer Company.
All right.
So they normally come with us as well, so we have our local support. But in general, like I said, we've got a lot of guests with lots of money. If you think about the guest thing and Costa Benta, we've got lots of them. But sometimes they're very low-key. You know, they're the nicest people ever. And that's it.
Tell me, how do we get more South Africans onto ships like this? Is it difficult to persuade them? Why do you think so few South Africans, 1% of you know, the trips that people book from South Africa are cruises? Why do you think that is? What are we missing here? I mean, it's obvious to me, having been on this ship. But what do you say to people back home?
The biggest thing is just to get out there. It's not really as common in South Africa as it is like the rest of the world. It's still a new thing, because for us, you know, in school, you don't really read about this, going to the cruise ship. It's one of the last things that you're thinking about. But now, I mean, there's a company in Cape Town, which we work through. Most of us Africans, they come through that company. It's Gourmet Recruitment International in Cape Town. And you have also, if you've been to International Child School in South Africa, most of the time they will actually redirect you to come and apply through Crystal Cruises Manning, which is our agency dealing with all of this. So it's still a new thing, but I think South Africans are getting the hang of it, because we're getting quite a few now. In the beginning, it was only a few of us. Now it's like 30, 40 sometimes on board. And it's great. It's nice to see that out in the open. But it's still a new thing, a new concept for us to go and work on the cruise ships. It's very, very new. We don't really know about that. All of us like hotels and stuff like that. But
well, Leroy, thank you very much for talking to us. Have an excellent day on board today, and make sure that the crew are allowed at least an hour in Barcelona tonight.
Well, then, thank you for having us. And Mr. Garrett, nice to finally meet you. Thank you for having me. You know, and it was a pleasure, and all the best, and whatever you do. And we'll see you around, and have a wonderful day on board.
Thank you so much.
There we go.
This is CliffCentral.com.